Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hello, friend, and welcome to this episode of She Coaches Coaches. I've got another real life coaching demonstration for you. It is with one of my favorite clients, Melissa. Now, I know you guys are going to say, Candy, you say all of your clients are favorites. And they are. They're all my favorites in different ways. Melissa specifically is a creative genius. And what you're going to hear in this coaching is what so many of us creatives struggle with. We have so many brilliant ideas, but which ones do we make real? Which ones do we put out in the world? And which ones are just ideas to keep that divine inspiration pump flowing? I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed coaching her. So, what's changed since the last time we met? What do you want to talk about today?
Wow. So, good question. I thought I had it. So last night I was going a little crazy. And this kind of ties into what we've talked about in the past with my desire to go 5 million different directions. Because once I get an idea in my head, I'm like a dog with a bone. And I started to work on this project last night, and I just felt so much passion for it that I didn't go to bed until almost midnight. And then I started to ignore my work that I had to get into this morning because I was still working on that project. And finally, I just kind of gave up and decided to outsource some of it because I didn't know how to finish off the rest of it. But yeah, I feel like if I don't, the problem is, I feel like if I don't finish it right away, I'm going to lose the excited feeling I have for it and just give it up. And then I'll be disappointed in myself. And
okay. Yeah. So you have an idea. You get super passionate about it.
Super. Like can't sleep because I'm so excited about it.
You dive in. You start. You put other things to the side. And at this point, the reason that you do that is because you think that the emotion of the satisfaction of that new passion project could never be captured tomorrow.
And it's so frustrating because I have so many things like that where I get so excited and then I start it and I realize in doing it that it's not coming as naturally as I had hoped. And so I start slowing down on it. I lose my excitement and then it goes away. But then a week later, I'll think about it and I'm like, oh God, I should have finished that.
So where's the switch? Where does the switch happen? You have the excitement and you kind of rising. This is great. We're going to do this. This is good. You get started and then something happens and then it starts as kind of like you puncture a balloon with a pin, right? And then it's like, oh, what happens there? Is it common? Like, is it a thought or?
I think it's that. Okay. So I'll give you specifics. So I came up with this project that I could self-publish. So I went on, and it's something super simple. And I think that's part of the problem. So it's something super simple that I came up with that would help my community in one of my careers, this would be in my narration career, I thought of like a really exciting tool that would really, really super help my community. And maybe I could make a little money off of it too. So I thought, okay, I'm going to self-publish it. It's going to rock. I did the templates. I get to the website to upload everything. And I realize, oh my God, this is going to take so much more research than I thought. And I think that's when the balloon pops, because I get so excited because I think, and this is, see, even when talking about it, I realize how silly it is. Knowing how to upload something on KDP or whatever, anything technical, why do I expect that's just going to come naturally?
Right. Yeah.
So because they're not like matching vibrations. Like I have this idea and I do it and I have the templates and I'm going to be like, yes. And then I get to that point and I'm like, no.
Talk about the matching vibrations. Is it that you move from the place of imagination and vision to the 3D world where now I have to push the button and it's going to be real? Or is it something about the mechanics of a system that kind of squishes that creativity?
Yeah, I think it's the mechanics of it, because as far as I'm concerned, I can't wait to get it out into the world. I don't really have any kind of imposter syndrome about that. It's just the technical side, it doesn't match my passion. Like, I think I'm going to get on there. I'm going to go click, 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 click. It's out in the world.
Yeah.
But
just a second here. But you know this. You know that you have that arc. And more interestingly is that this idea that if I have this idea and it's a great idea, it will only be a great idea if I do it right now. It won't be a great idea tomorrow.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
What's the deal with that? Like, how does that not serve you?
Well, I mean, it doesn't serve me because I have all of these unfinished projects that I once felt super excited about, and now they're just sitting there. And it doesn't serve me because it feeds into my narrative that if I don't get it done now, it won't be good.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
And then, so do you notice what happens here? Sorry, I can't look at you while I'm doing this. You have the idea, you make a start, it gets hard, you lose interest, you don't quite complete it. And then it goes onto that pile of unfinished objects. And all of those unfinished objects, I mean, there might be two or three or five, it doesn't matter, right? All of those unfinished objects are amazing ideas that never make it out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that piece, the place where maybe, like you said, you could use some help completing them. Maybe that's something where you learn to rely on somebody else to say, listen, I'm the idea visionary person here. I need somebody to help me make that part real. Or maybe there's something else about piling another unfinished object on an already brilliant pile of stuff. Like, if just one of those things got done, how would you feel?
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah. And especially this, because it's not like a whole book. Like, it's a very simple project, but I know it could be a huge help. And I think it could even start the domino effect, because I think, you know, like we've talked a little bit about publishing and all that. And I think the hardest thing to do is to just get that first thing done. I mean, they're all challenging in their own ways, but I think once you've done the thing, it's just that much easier to get it done again. And yeah, because I have so much admiration for people who publish things, like anything, you know, they have the drive and creativity and something inside them that says, I am putting this out into the world.
Listen, I'm just going to interrupt you right there, because somehow you're saying that you're not that person. Somehow that you're saying that I have the great idea, then it doesn't get done. Then that means I am not one of those people that has that drive and determination. And I don't think that's true. If you've got a pile of unfinished stuff, can you give yourself the gift of just completing one? Or is that too much?
I know if I could get over this hump of, you know, dealing with this technical stuff, if I could get over that hump, I think I could. And yeah, I think maybe I just overwhelm myself with thinking, oh, it had, like, in terms of writing a book, I think when I think of a book, it's like 200, 300 pages. But for instance, I went to the bookstore the other day and I was looking through all the different styles of books that are out there. Like, there are books about this size that are illustrated and adorable. And, you know, they don't have like a massive amount of written content, but they're amazing little books to have. And I'm like, maybe I need to reconsider my thought of what a book is. It doesn't have to be like 300 pages of written word. Maybe it could be like a journal style or illustration.
And is that what's going to be satisfying, or is this another sort of hot track?
Right? I think either one would be just as satisfying, maybe even more so with illustrations, because it would marry so much of my, you know, like creative life into it.
So listen, I'm going to challenge you to not create a new project. And also, I think there is something here, and I've probably shared this with you in the past. You know that I have my journals. Right. And every month I start with one of these journals. And then at the back of my journals, I always have, here's my random great ideas that I would love to work on. And I capture it in there. So I know that I've kind of honored that creative thought. And then I don't forget it, because a lot of times, and like you said, you kind of come back. It's like, that is a great idea. Like, it comes back to you. But I would love to challenge you just to complete the one project. And the one that you started, you already said, hey, it's not that big of a deal. It's only a little technical hump. What resources do you have available to you in your community, like, that somebody you could ask for help? And then you could just be like off to the races and call that one done. And then you can go on to, maybe I want to publish 100 really cool, illustrated, fun books. But start with the one. So what's the one resource, the one piece of help, the one thing that you can do to make this one project complete?
Yeah, it's just finding someone to help me get through the technical side, whether that's on like a virtual assistant kind of website, or even someone in my community.
So what's your first step for today?
Looking up who could help me with that. Yeah.
Okay. And you're going to circle back with me and let me know?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I will. And I will show you the final project.
Yes. Will that be satisfying? Will that sort of, it's not just satisfying. It's like, does it kind of complete that need of finding that passion and really bringing it home? That's this piece that seems important.
Yeah, it is important, because it will say, like, you can finish things, and you can also do something that helps other people. And how cool is that? And that would open up a whole world of who else can I help? Ooh, what else can I do? It might get me into trouble in the future. Because
that's okay. You only care about the one right now.
Yes, I only care about
this one. Do one at a time. And once you get one done, then you can decide if you want to do another or not. Like, no matter what, for the rest of your life, you're going to have a bazillion creative genius ideas. Like, that's kind of a given, right?
Yeah.
You get to choose which are the ones that you're actually going to make come into this world and which are just going to be, I don't know, just kind of like fun ideas just to play, like play in your head. Some of that's just fine too.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So that's it for the little coaching. How was that for you? So thanks for joining us, listening to that real life coaching. And I know it was a bit of an abrupt end. Our conversation went on a little bit longer, but what I really wanted you to know is that 2 days later, I got an email from Melissa. She had published that journal that she had designed. From this coaching, she took her brilliant idea that was already there and started. And it didn't take her long to now become a self-published author. It's one more creative endeavor that she has succeeded at. I am so proud of you, Melissa, for taking that idea and making it a reality. Now, I am going to share the link to her narrator's journal in the show notes. You guys should check it out. It's pretty amazing, I gotta say. So thanks again for joining me in this episode of She Coaches Coaches. And I hope that you listened to the coaching in a couple of ways. First, how does it apply to you? What can you learn? How do you resonate or have a similar challenge in some area of your life? And secondly, as a coach, what did you notice about the coaching itself? What can you take away? And what can you do to continue to improve and master your coaching skills? Becoming an amazing coach is a lifelong journey. Where you are right now is just perfect for you. And you can always grow. Appreciate you being here. And if you'd like to find more about how to work with me, I'll put the link in the episode notes. I'll talk to you on the next episode. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.